With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Nearly two dozen people have died from Memorial Day weekend storms that devastated several states.
A series of powerful storms swept over the central and southern U.S. this weekend, killing at least 21 people and leaving a wide trail of destroyed homes, businesses, and power outages. Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders says there have been eight deaths in her state.
The moments that we think are going to be the things that break us are usually the things that ultimately show our strength.
Seven deaths occurred in Cook County, Texas, Saturday when a tornado tore through a mobile home park. I'm Mike Hempen.
Also at SRNNews.com, Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg had no answer when asked on CBS's Face the Nation Sunday to explain why the Biden administration has only managed to build seven or eight electric vehicle charging stations so far. The so-called Inflation Reduction Act of 2022 allocated $7.5 billion for EV stations as part of building a national EV charging infrastructure, but no charging stations had been built by the end of 2023. Major retailers are offering lower prices.
As the weather heats up, major retailers are stepping up discounts, hoping to entice shoppers into opening their wallets. Target, Walmart, and other chains have rolled out price cuts, some permanent, others temporary, with the goal of giving their customers some relief. The reductions, which mostly involve groceries, are getting introduced as inflation showed its first sign of easing this year. But it's not enough for consumers, who are struggling to pay for basic necessities, as well as rent and car insurance. I'm Shelley Adler.
Mike Tyson reportedly doing great after a health scare on a flight from Miami to Los Angeles. This is SRN News. A case that could repeal homosexual marriage aims for the Supreme Court. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
Kim Davis was a county clerk in Kentucky who refused to issue a marriage license to two men and spent some time in jail for her decision. She's been in court ever since and is now seeking a hearing from the 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in hopes of eventually reaching the Supreme Court. Her attorney, Matt Staver, says, quote, Kim was entitled to a religious accommodation. This case could overturn the gay marriage ruling altogether. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A school district, a nurse, and a civil rights organization have launched a suit to block a new Washington state parental rights law. The Democrat-led legislature overwhelmingly approved the measure in an effort to keep it off the fall ballot while calculating the courts will likely block it. Initiative 2081 is designed to keep schools from helping kids live as the opposite sex without their parents' consent. This is SRN News. In addition to gathering with family and friends for holiday activities, Americans also remember those who gave their lives in service this Memorial Day weekend. Military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, says Memorial Day has a long history.
This dates back to the war between the states. Memorial Day was first known as Decoration Day in memory of the 600,000 personnel that died in that particular war.
Because his comments were aired on Salem Radio Network. A group of investors will put up $6 billion to fund development of artificial intelligence by Elon Musk XAI. The company said on its website Sunday that the Series B funding round will be used to take XAI's first products to market and speed up research. XAI said it made significant strides during the past year. More details at SRNNews.com.